All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, May 6, 2025. It's 10:30 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order, and as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Willis, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Lord, we come to you today humbly before you, and we're excited about the day. This is the day you've made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Please impart your wisdom to those above us up here on the dais and all elected officials at every level, from city, state, county, and throughout this country. Lord, pray you watch over our service members as they're strewn about internationally and domestically. I pray you watch over all this and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
Our pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We'll begin our agenda today with a time of public comment. If there's any individual present who wishes to make public comment on items that are on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. I've gotten sign-up sheets from Mr. David Smith, Ms. Susan LeBlanc, and Ms. Deanne Oliver, and Olivier, excuse me. And I would note that for purposes of if anyone is here on item B under County Commissioners Court, which relates to appointments to Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 Board, that Mr. Runty has withdrawn his name from consideration for the position, so that will not be decided today for that particular position on Drainage District 6. We'll just be voting on the other four members who are appointees. So, if there's anyone who wishes to make public comment, you may approach the lectern. And if you'd state your name, please, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm Susan LeBlanc. Yes, I was here for the Drainage District 6, so that means we don't really need to comment. Does that mean that...
No, you can comment if you wish to, but it won't be decided today.
Okay. I'm curious about, is Chuck Kiker still going to be removed since Mr. Runty took his name off?
That's not something that can be committed on today. It'll be voted on in another meeting, and we can't give advisory opinions because it's going to take three members of the court in order to make a decision about who it is. Just by way of background, there is nothing in the law that created at the state level the drainage district that requires appointees to be from specific precincts. For instance, if there were three members of the court that decided that they want every single member to be from precinct one, those three members could control those appointments to that board. And so obviously what would happen is there would be a tendency, I suspect, or at least a potential, maybe not a tendency, but a potential for all of the spending of the tax dollars to be spent in Precinct 1 for flood control project. This court, for years before I got here in 2007, had a custom with respect to different boards that they appoint the membership of. For instance, the Navigation District, the Emergency Services District, things like that, has had a custom of us allowing each individual member of the court to make their own decision to make sure that every area of the county is represented in the decisions that are made by that board. And so that is a custom. It is not the law. It's a custom and practice. As I said, it is going to take three members of the court to decide who is going to be the appointee. But yes, Mr. Kiker's term will expire by operation of law.
Oh, so that's the reason why he's being removed, because what is their term of serving?
I can't remember if it's two or three. Two.
Two.
So they're reappointed every
2 years. Every 2 years. Okay, that was my question. Well, you know, a lot of things came up on Facebook, and we all know everything on Facebook is true, right? So I thought I would come and make sure I understand what's going on. And so, but he could be reappointed. Is that the case?
He could be. And as I've explained to other people before, I had two appointments to this board.
Right.
Precinct 2 had no appointments. 6 or 8, 9 months ago, Commissioner Erickson approached me and said, you know, half of my precinct is in Drainage District 7. Half of my precinct is paying taxes in precinct in DD 6.
Right.
But we have no representation on the board. And I had to agree with him. It just makes sense. So as a result, I gave him one of my two appointments.
And, I did hear that on Facebook.
And, you know, I think that Precinct 2 has the right to have someone from that precinct on that board. But that's my opinion.
Okay. But because Chuck Kiker does not live in Precinct 2, is that the issue? Is that part of the issue?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, it, obviously, since he doesn't live in 2, if he's reappointed, Precinct 2 would have no representation on the board.
Right. But
so,
his,
I mean, but I can't speak.
Right. But his livelihood is in Precinct 2. And so, you know, who knows drainage better than a farmer, especially a rice farmer, because they have to fix their land where that water drains or they won't have rice or whatever they're farming. So, I mean, I think he's been a good representation for Precinct 2. And so I just, you know, I know the community's kind of up in air about it, and everybody was coming. Look who showed up. David left. But, I just want y'all to know our concerns. And how do we know, is there any way that we could have any input into who's appointed or anything like that?
Well, I think that y'all have all, I know that Commissioner Erickson's got phone calls. I've gotten emails and phone calls.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the way your input works.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, I also expect that Commissioner Erickson is going to want to be loyal to his precinct,
right,
making sure that his precinct is represented on the board.
Oh, we really want that, you know. Okay. So thank you so much. But I do want to say to Mr. Senegal, I've called your office before. I just want to say publicly thank you for what you do for your constituents. We can see it's in your heart, and you really do work for them good. Thank you for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Mr. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
My name's David Smith. I live in Finette. I have concerns about Drainage District 6. They're kind of a loose cannon. They kind of do what they want to do regardless of what people is good for the people. Whenever you're trying to fix drainage, you don't start at the top and think everything's going to work out going down. They went cleaned the North Park Taylor's bio out and dropped it on all the water on Finette, but made no way for it to get out. They made Finette and Hampshire a retention pond. We flood now more than any other time in history. We need a board that can control the drainage district, and I don't see that representation up there that is looking out good for the people of Jefferson County. They know how to spend money, but all their projects do not work out the way they're intended. Like I say, we've got where they're flooding us out. And I just like someone on the board that knows a little bit about drainage and not just gonna take what the manager says and say, okay, that's the way it's gonna work. It hasn't worked that way. It's got us all in trouble, and it can't be undone. So as you make these appointments, I don't care what their title is or what they know, but I need them to know something about drainage to help us get better. Because you brought the water down to Finette and Hampshire, but until they open up the bottom end and get the water out, They're just moving flood from one place to the other. And right now, we're the ones being flooded, and it's costing us dearly. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Dean Olivier.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Deanne. I'm sorry, Mr. Olivier.
Yes, sir. I'm a lifelong resident of Fannett, and I want to thank you for allowing me the time to speak this morning. I want to voice my concern and displeasure on the change being made today to the James District 6 Board of Directors. A current sitting board member, Chuck Kiker, who has a lifetime of knowledge about how water flows and drains in Jefferson County, is being replaced by this commissioner's court. I fully understand that as an elected official, you have the ability and the authority to make political appointments to the DD6 Board of Directors. However, in this instance, I ask that you look past making a political appointment and do what is in the best interest of the citizens of Jefferson County, especially those citizens in the rural parts of the county that have suffered from more than one flood. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to comment on any other items on the agenda? Or anyone who wishes to comment on this item? Yes, sir.
My reason for being here this morning is to support Chuck Kiker.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any further comments? All right, this time of public. Anyone appearing by telephone this morning? If so, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line. Okay, hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, and we will go a little bit out of order today, and we'll go to item A under County Commissioners, consider possibly approve a proclamation for National Travel and Tourism Week. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and we'll have our Travel and Tourism Committee up here, and
hey,
this proclamation reads, whereas travel is an economic powerhouse for every state and destination across the country, with an economic output of $2.9 trillion supporting 15 million American jobs, and whereas travel spending supports vibrant and safe communities in Jefferson County and across the United States by generating $9.2 billion in state and local tax revenue in 2024 to support essential services such as education, emergency response, public safety, and more. And whereas travel enables success for all industries, including manufacturing, agriculture, defense, healthcare, and more, by driving sales growth, innovation, education, and operations that power our economy, our nation, and Jefferson County, Texas. And whereas travel in Jefferson County provides economic benefits for the county, employing 5,400 individuals, and generating $18.9 million in local tax receipts and $674 million in total direct spending. And whereas America's travel industry cannot be globally competitive without maximizing growth in leisure, business, and international inbound travelers, increasing travel to and within the United States drives our economy to a more prosperous future and connects America. And whereas travel is an essential industry and we must continue to communicate that growing travel leads to economic growth, benefits businesses, and fosters mutual understanding, and as well connects a nation. Therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioner's Court that we proclaim May 4th through 10th as National Travel and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, and urge the citizens in Jefferson County to join us in recognizing the impact that the industry has in our community. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. And Kathy,
I'll turn it over to you and your group. I always like to take a minute and remind everyone that when you have a traveler come into your area, they are bringing in the money they make in wherever they work outside of our county, whether it's England or whether it's Hardin County or Florida. And so what does that do? That just helps our taxes. So the more we get from outside,
the better we are with our taxes. So I always like to remind people of that, because they'll say, well, why do we want people to come in? Well, you know, we want to tell people about it. But the bottom line is what? The economy and our taxes. So I'm really excited to have Jesse Davis and Victoria Schultz, and our industrious JCTC leader, Tammy Kutzer, and she's also the director of the Port Arthur Convention and Visitor Bureau, here with us today. And I just want to thank you all with the court for always supporting tourism in Jefferson County. I could not do anything, my staff couldn't do it, unless we have you behind us, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Ms. Kutzer.
Good morning. Tammy Kutzer, the Convention and Visitor Bureau Director of Port Arthur and the JCTC Chair. I wanted to also say thank you so much to the Commissioner's Court for allowing the JCTC to assist in giving out grants to our tourism partners in Jefferson County. It's really important that we use the hotel tax for the betterment of tourism and the hotel industry. And you as our leaders letting us assist with that process is great, and we appreciate that. The county hotel tax continues to be strong. The city hotel tax continues to be strong. So the more tourism partners we can help, the better off we all are. And we also want to say thank you to Kathy and her staff. They are our county visitor center, and they are the ones that are, when people stop, their faces and them sending people throughout the county is so important to us. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kutzer.
And we have some gifts for y'all, and we have popcorn for everyone, so make sure and get it. And I'm telling you, it's the best you'll ever have. And so we, again, just want to thank y'all. Go ahead.
Right.
In these packages, I'm going to take the secret away a little bit, but everybody loves our county shirts that one of our local distributors made for us, and so we've taken that image and made a poster out of it, and it's really pretty, so I think y'all will enjoy that.
Tammy, I want to say Tammy does a great job for South County, and I know y'all represented. I want to just make an announcement that just last week the judge questioned Texas Parks and Wildlife about doing a parking lot for that bird, that bird watching station that a lot of people don't know about.
They Texas Ornithological Association.
Yes.
Woods.
I couldn't say that word. So the parking lot on 87, hopefully we can get that done and paid for out of some other funds, but that's going to be a big plus, because a lot of people don't understand thousands of people go watch birds. I think Judge do it to kill the ducks because he's a duck. But that's in the process. We haven't got the money. It may not happen, but it's something that he brought to the table last week and working on. Thank you.
If y'all have not been to Sabine Woods, located on the way out to Sea Rim State Park, it is owned by Texas Ornithological Society and managed by our local Golden Triangle Audubon Society. And it is internationally recognized as a birding site. And because it is on the migratory flyway, and any given day, especially during migration season, there are cars on both sides of the road, which isn't exactly a safe thing, but they're off the road. But thank you, Judge, for continuing to help us with that project.
Thank you.
And I'm going to throw this in. I worked a travel show this weekend at the Midcoast Birding Festival, and that was a topic of conversation about how awesome that place is. And I was able to tell them, well, there's some good stuff coming, hopefully. So I'm just giving you a little hint.
All righty. And I do think that the Texas Trail Initiative that's being headed up by Mr. Sean is, I have seen her in Austin every trip I've made during the legislative session. She's working real hard, and I'm pretty sure that the federal legislation to designate that area that will bring much more travel and tourism to those marshes is going to pass, hopefully, relatively soon at the federal level. All right, moving on to items under purchasing. We have one item, item A, to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 2 to IFB for Jefferson County Doggett Park Midway Rehabilitation with Texas Materials for additional quantities to rectify to as-built conditions, reduce geotechnical testing, and add manhole repair in the amount of $10,777.41 bringing the total amount from $1,517,042.80 to $1,527,820.21. Do you have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
It's a question. It says reduce, but I'm seeing an increase.
Well, there was a reduction of just this is just rectifying all the quantities, so some get a little higher, some get somewhere a little lower, so it's the as-built, the actual as-built quantities, and this will be the last, I mean, the thing is built, and
Okay. Yeah, I think they just reduced the geotechnical testing.
Okay.
Yeah, they just didn't spend that whole pot of money, and so they had these other things, like we had a little bit
of... So you just made a swap off.
Yeah, you just do a little bit of swap off, and, you know, we're still well over $200,000 under the budget that we had set. So, again, this is just a very final, just rectifying the quantities, you know, there were... You know, one of the quantities is always subgrade repairs. You know, if you find soft spots, we make an estimate that went over, you know. So this is just at the very end of construction, you're just rectifying all the quantities.
Sounds good. Any other comment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A, it's consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for cost of collections module from Tyler Technologies. The amount of the cost is to be reimbursed from Lineberger, Gargan, Blair, and Sampson LLP in the amount of $10,000. Item B, it's consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the cost of a metal building. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64. to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for May insurance reimbursement. Item D is to regular county bills. Yeah. Check numbers 527890 through 528033. What period is that for, Frank?
It is for today. Both of these were today, but we had a few add-ons that we had to do, so that was why there was a second item.
And then... item E, regular county bills, check numbers 052-8034 through 052-8048, which is a typographical error on the original that's being corrected from 3-3. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for the sheriff for replacement of two vehicles in the amount of $65,000. And item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for the crime lab for additional cost to outsource testing in the amount of $100,000. Do you have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Commissioner's Court, we've already done item A. Item C, D, E, and F will be tabled until the documents are prepared more precisely. Item B is to consider and approve the reappointment for the Jefferson County Drainage District number 6 of Mr. Josh Allen, appointed by me, Mr. Bernie Dalio, appointed by Commissioner Willis, Mr. Anthony Tony Malley III, appointed by Commissioner Alford, Mr. Chuck Guillory, appointed by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a motion on those?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Road and Bridge Precinct 4, we have one item A to consider and possibly approve an order to authorize the Commissioner of Precinct 4 to modify place, stop, and yield signage within the Green Acres subdivision within Precinct 4 pursuant to Texas Transportation Code Chapter 251. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Only discussion. I would thank the engineering department for doing the study and making sure we did. It was a request from the citizens over there because of yield signs wasn't making it anymore. We need some stop signs. But thank you for your department's work.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for March 2025, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, having under Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Nathan Staggs to attend the training at the National Computer Forensics Institute in Hoover, Alabama. From June 2nd, 2025 to June 6th, 2025, there will be no cost to Jefferson County for this training, as all expenses will be fully recovered by the National Computer Forensics Institute. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County AgriLife Extension, we have one item, which is to receive and file the certificate of completion for Commissioner Brandon Wells for completing the Commissioner's Court Leadership Academy class number 11, and their presentation by Mr. Tyler Fitzgerald of AgriLife Extension. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved and second?
Second.
Okay, all moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, Mr. Fitzgerald?
I think they just wanted proof that Commissioner Willis went and got his CEU hours there. But a quick little presentation. I was asked by Dr. Peter McGill with the VGD Young Institute of County Government to present this certificate of completion. For more than 50 years, the VG Young Institute of County Government has served local governments in Texas. Since 2005, the Institute, a part of Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, has offered the Commissioner's Court Leadership Academy, known as the CCLA, to further enhance the professionalism, broaden the knowledge, and enrich the experience of county judges and commissioners in Texas. The CCLA involves four sessions over a two-year period, three-day sessions in Texas counties, and 1 7-day session in Washington, D.C. Presentations, workshops, discussions, and networking opportunities during the sessions guide participants through complex leadership topics. Topics are carefully selected and developed in a timely and relevant to county judges and commissioners. Continuing education credits are reported to Texas County Judges and Commissioners Association following each session. This certificate of a completion to Commissioner Brandon Willis for 13 and a quarter hours of education and training. So,
great.
Like to present you're today. Welcome to bring it up to it. Any cash prizes with that?
No, we're going to stop calling him a rookie then, you know.
How time you got smart.
I know, right? I want to say, for those of you not familiar with that, he just read that list off, but this is an invaluable opportunity to go be with other commissioners and county judges from other places. And I've got to tell you, Jefferson County's in good shape. I mean, our tax, we got a lot of taxes coming in from industry, whereas there's a lot of counties out there that they go fight over the last dollar on the table, and they literally do that. So just want to be a better asset to the county and for the people in the county. So I was really excited to be accepted into that program, and I'm looking forward to completing it.
Thank you. Okay, item A under Human Resources is going to be tabled because we had a glitch with apparently a lightning strike that knocked out our system earlier. It took the MIS people time to get it up, and so in order to comply with the Open Meetings Act, we had to put off our workshop. So we'll try to do that next week on the personnel policies and procedures. Under emergency management, we want to have one item: consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an application for grant funding by the Emergency Management Office for Local Emergency Planning Committee grant funding for 2024-25 from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 02P25 between Jefferson County and Energy Transfer Partners Crude LLC, intended for the purpose of pipeline maintenance on Old Sour Lake Road, located in Jefferson County Precinct Number 1. And item B is consider, approve, ratify, receive, and file material cost expense check for construction projects OP24, O1P24. And a 10W24 and road use agreement from Texas Eastern Transmission LP in bridge project for road grant damages in Jefferson County Precinct 4. Do I have a motion on those two items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Willis. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official that wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I would have this to bring to the court, and it's very important today anyway. We're going to get quite a bit of rain, but the road conditions in Jefferson County, we have a lot of pain before we get the real love that we will get once they complete these construction. Please be careful, because we have major, major road constructions going on. As TxDOT gave us an update at the luncheon last Friday, please be careful.
Yes. Anything further? All right. If there's nothing further, thank you all for being here today. We are adjourned.
All right.